Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, it's a Take Charge Tuesday on Kelman on Cliff Central in the building. Simpiwe Petros as well as Vaughn Thiel. What's happening?
All good, buddy.
What's good, bro? Nice. I'm cool, man.
Vaughn has shaved his hair off. He's doing white on white. It's a white shirt with a white jacket. It's a situation.
It's a serious situation, bro. Like, hey, Vaughn is finding himself. Hey, yo.
Yeah, dog. I had to cut my hair, man. I didn't actually have a. I had hair, you know, but I didn't have a hairstyle.
So you just shaved it all off?
Hey, bro. I was just there and I said, well, let me just cut it off. So sometimes I do that.
Does it feel weird now? Because I know, like, when I cut my sides short, because I'm petrified of cutting the long short, that, because I, as a Jew, you got to hold on to what hair you have there because it goes so quickly. But like when you feel the sides, then it's like it's hectic because there's like tiny hair there.
Yeah. Now my whole head's like that now. But it feels cool, man, especially when you take showers and stuff. You know,
yeah, because it dries instantaneously.
That's also true.
What's your relationship with your hair, Simpiwe?
Hey, man, I love my hair. I love my fade. I always get a fade at least once a month. You know,
nice.
I'm consistent. One's a little bit.
I would have done dreadlocks if I had the hair for it. Definitely.
Yo, but that's a lot of maintenance.
I think it's the only thing I haven't done with my hair. I've had cornrows, man. I've had.
Jeez, well, you'd have to put in like 8 years of work to get that.
Yeah, so you know that's a little bit of a patience thing, and I don't have much of that, so I just shaved it.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
But wait, that's when you can't wash your hair.
Yeah, but also with the cornrows, you can't really wash your hair.
Yeah, no, that's why I took
them
up.
Yeah, that's why I took them out. Because like after 3-4 months, bro, my head was just itching like uncontrollably.
Crazy. All right. Yeah, that's it. Conversation around here. That's it for Take Charge Tuesday.
Take charge of your hairstyles. We out.
Okay. We got to recap what happened on Thursday and Unplugged and In Charge and then hit today.
So last week, Thursday, we spoke about relationships and relationships in our personal lives. And what a relationship means to us. I mean, we had a long chat about Vaughn's relationship because clearly he's the only one in a relationship out of the four guys.
And he has been for years now.
For 4 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So yeah, man, we're getting some tips from Vaughn. We had a relationship expert in studio with us. And we spoke about a lot of things, like what we look for in a girl, what we want. But then I realized from there, do we even know what we don't want if we don't really work on ourselves? Because I think that's a really important thing and a very rare thing that we tend to not do. Because I know a lot of friends that move from relationship to relationship without really focusing on themselves and really investing in themselves. So the topic for today is really take charge with falling in love with taking care of yourself. Basically, and really realizing who you are without a woman, without a distraction, but really investing in yourself, knowing your worth, and then never settling for things that you don't want, you know, because we spoke about how it's important not to settle and all of this, but what does it mean to really take care of yourself and how to move forward in that regard?
And by the way, that'll impact relationships that are romantic, yes, but also business relationships, like relationships across the board.
Mm.
Okay, so we sit here now again with this question of who am I? Which is the hardest question
of all
time.
It's the identity thing, bro. Yo. No, it's the toughest thing. I'm looking at Vaughn and he's like, ish, I hate this question. I've been trying to figure that out, right?
Yeah, I feel like that question, I don't know if anybody has that answer. I feel like to me, who you are is something you, it's like, I think that's the theme you should live by, because I don't think you ever really get a full answer, because, well, I don't think I will, because I always change. I always have a new idea of how
I should
live.
But maybe that is you then.
But that's exactly what I'm saying. So it's like that, you know, so because I know that about myself, I guess to some degree I know who I am, but if you had to ask me, Vaughn, who are you? I could give you a different answer next year.
You could give him textbook answers each and every season of your life.
I think it's just a theme. I think it's a theme that you should maybe live by. That's how I see it these days.
I think it's the most important thing with that question is not really the answer, but rather realizing that you are an individual and you need to be an individual in this world. I think one of the greatest achievements you'll ever achieve in this world is to be yourself in a world that's consistently trying to make you somebody else. Because there's a lot of systems out there, a lot of stereotypes that are really shaping who we are. I mean, dating, relationships, friends, whatever. Like, there's a lot of things that are out there that are really shaping us and defining who we are. I actually read a funny picture yesterday on Facebook that spoke about dating in 2016. And I want to share it with you guys and hear your views. It goes like this. It says, dating in 2016 is horrible. Everyone lies. Everyone plays games. Everyone cheats. There's no exclusiveness. There's no trust. It's what have you done for me lately? If I'm unhappy, I'll leave you or I'll cheat. No staying power. No building together. Who taught us how to love like this?
How do you guys feel like about then?
To be honest, I think that people in relationships have been the same since the beginning of mankind.
Yeah. I was just about to say that sounds like how some people have relationships.
I think people are a bit more upfront about it now. And also, listen, Tinder and that where you just swipe left and swipe right is doing nothing for humanity because it makes people feel like replaceable.
I mean,
so it's probably accelerating, but I think that people have cheated since the beginning of time and haven't been, and people haven't known, and people whatever.
Absolutely. I think just like now, because of the interconnectedness of digital platforms and stuff, I feel like we see it more now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, before we didn't really know if people were actually, well, you obviously knew that people cheated and people did and people were unfaithful and people were all full of shit, but now, you know, people can air their laundry in a public space where it maybe just seems like it's overbearing, but it probably did exist before.
But why do people cheat though? I think that the age-old question needs to come into studio today, and we need to ask it. Why do people cheat? What's the cause of cheat? Is it the fact that you get bored, or what is it exactly? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting question. I guess that's all depends on the relationship and the individual. There's probably various reasons, but you know, there's some people will say it's, you know, some people don't believe in monogamy. Other people get bored. Other people do it as a retaliation. You know, it's some women get lonely. You know, it's I guess there's various reasons.
I think cheating has nothing to do with anybody but the person who is cheating.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got nothing to do with if you've been married for 25 years. It's got nothing to do if your wife was cool or wasn't cool, whatever it was. It's 100% about that person just going through a point in their life where they're not valuing somebody else.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's probably because they're very wrapped up in themselves. So, I don't know.
Maybe absolutely. I agree with you there. I think most of it does stem from being sort of self-absorbed to a certain degree, because you kind of put like
your needs before somebody else's.
Yes. So basically being selfish in a relationship, where in a relationship you're not supposed to be selfish, you're supposed to be selfless to some degree.
And that's
why
it doesn't work out, because one of the height of being selfish is cheating, because you impact somebody else's life.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, I don't think sort of, you know, being selfish is a interesting statement to make, because, you know, to some degree every human being should be and is selfish.
Yeah.
You have to be, otherwise you don't get out of bed in the morning.
Well, exactly, right? So there's a degree of that we all are selfish. However, I don't think it's a wise thing to be selfish if it directly impacts somebody else's life very negatively, or hurts them, or you know, if you know that that's going to happen, then that's obviously not the right decision to make.
I think it stems from the fact that you don't really know who you are, what you want. That's why the who am I question really popped up, because if you really know who you are and why you're in a relationship, you're not going to go into a relationship for selfish reasons or try and get something out of the relationship. So maybe some people have issues that they haven't dealt with.
Yeah, everybody.
And you go into a relationship to find completeness. But I think when you step into a relationship, you really need to be complete to some degree. And I'm going to like quote the Bible here. It says, the Bible says two become one, not half and half make one. Like, so if you're broken, if you're dealing with issues, I think the best advice is to really work on yourself and not affect other people's lives with your issues. Identify your issues and really take charge of working on yourself and investing in yourself. Because if you don't invest in yourself, how do you expect other people to invest in you?
So let's talk about working on yourself then for a second. And we speak about it a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
This working on yourself thing, what does that mean?
For me, I think it really has to deal with some deep introspection. So really separating yourself from the people that you normally spend time with and really spending time by yourself. A lot of people don't like spending time by themselves, and I think that's why people move from relationship to relationship. But when you really spend time with yourself and really look at your life and evaluate why you do certain things, you identify those unidentified hidden issues, and that's the only way you'll address them is by acknowledging those issues and really working through those issues. So for me, in deep introspection and really focusing on who you are and really investing in yourself and dealing with all those issues and dealing with all those broken areas of your lives, maybe they arose from previous relationships or whatever, but really handling those issues and dealing with those wounds that they caused.
For me, working on yourself, I think working on yourself to me means understanding that you can never really lie to yourself. You know, I think that's mostly what, you know, I don't know, like, I do that sometimes. I think everyone does. where you kind of like, because nobody knows you as well as you know yourself. You know, even if you haven't come to the conscious understanding of who it is and how it is you operate, you still do know certain things about yourself innately because you are yourself at the end of the day. You know, so certain things like that I would do, I would find like myself convincing myself that it's not wrong or that it's not a problem or ignore it or whatever, you know. But yeah, at the end of the day, you can't really lie to yourself. It always comes back. It always sits in your mind. It's always there. So I think like a major part of working on yourself is just it's not like a simple thing, but it is the simple realization that you can't continue to sort of lie to yourself in certain situations. Mm. You know, you got to kind of understand. Okay, well that is what I'm like. That is how I think. Perhaps there is an area that I could change about that, you know, and then kind of try and find a way to make it work for yourself or make it better. Or if that way that you are is impacting people negatively or is maybe impacting a work scenario or a professional scenario or a relationship negatively, then perhaps it is something you should, you know, look into tweaking and fixing. Because at the end of the day, you will, or because even if you don't and that thing it was affecting falls apart, you know, even you got to deal with the repercussions of that. And when you sort of sit alone, you know, you can't really convince yourself to the point where you're 100% comfortable knowing that you did right. You know, mm-hmm. You can't lie to yourself to that extent. So you think about those type of things. And then I think it's just that sort of realization that, okay, well, if I lie to myself any longer, I'm just going to end up living with myself. And that doesn't really, you know, sit well with me. And that's kind of like what I do, man. I try to be as honest with myself as I possibly can in certain situations. I don't always get it right, but you know.
Yeah, I think it's something very powerful. And if you don't do that, you're going to take some of those issues with you into future relationships. How will you ever have a relationship that's really proper and flourishing if you don't work on yourself? I think it's something that really is important, and we tend not to do, because I mean, people go from this relationship and rebound in other relationships. I was reading up and doing some research. I heard there's such a thing called as overlappers. Overlappers are people that only break up from the current relationship when they have another relationship in line. So it's crazy out there. If you're not really spending time by yourself, it's crazy, right? Like,
yeah. I feel sorry.
Yeah, no, go for it.
But I just wanted to add to that. I think all of us are different shades of fucked up, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And I think,
it's true, bro.
Yeah, I think all of us are different shades of fucked up. And I think you kind of learn to understand what it is about you that's a bit faulty. And the person you're with, you understand what's faulty about them. And somehow, you know, together, it's the amazing thing about human beings. You can adapt to one another and learn from one another simultaneously, even without being aware of it. And, you know, that's, I think, sort of what nurtures a relationship that somehow lasts. You know? You never really have a 100% answer to any of the questions. It's more about asking them than actually finding the answers, because if you're asking them, it means you're thinking about them, and if you're thinking about them, there's the opportunity to find some sort of direction
and address them in essence, right?
Absolutely. Someone asked me a really interesting question a couple of weeks ago when I was kind of like, I don't know, what am I doing with my life? What's happening?
It's very interesting. It's like my life.
We're all going like through that phase. Well,
every couple of weeks, it's time to feel sorry for yourself. Anyway.
It's usually midweek.
It's okay to feel sorry for yourself, but then you got to pick it back up again.
Yeah. Exactly.
So anyway, and then we were trying to get to the bottom of this, and I was telling them like this, that, and they had a really strong question, and they said, but, you know, are you able to sit on your own in a room for, like, 40 minutes? Are you able to do that without your phone, without a TV, without a computer? Are you, as a human being who came into this world with nothing, as this little fetus or whatever, are you able to sit in a room for 40 minutes literally just with your thoughts? And when they asked me that, I actually found that one of the most petrifying things possible. I get anxiety just about thinking of being in a room sitting on a chair with myself for 40 minutes. It literally gives
me
anxiety.
It's like the silence is going to kill you or something. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, what's going to happen when I'm literally just left with what I'm thinking about? And then I was like, maybe it wouldn't be that bad because it takes me like 40 minutes to fall asleep. It gave me a little bit of stress.
No, but it's true.
I don't know if I'm at a point yet where I could sit for 40 minutes just... and that's hectic.
That's so crazy, bro, because when you were saying that to me now, I felt the exact same way. I was like, sit with myself for 40 minutes. I don't think I could do that.
You might not want
to. I don't think I can do that. I think, you know what I do, though, when I'm alone? I clean. I clean, like, my house, bro. I just clean. I just, like, do weird shit, like, change a room around. I don't know. I don't know. I think it kind of, like... distracts me while subconsciously I think of so many things. I think if I had to sit and be aware of all the things I think about all the time, I think I would lose my mind.
I don't think so though, because there's so much power behind that. We live in a world that is just full of so many distractions. Imagine when you eliminate all those distractions and really focus on yourself. I think the problem that we have is that we're too scared to realize what issues we really have. And we only realize those issues when you're in that moment where you're by yourself and you're thinking about things you would have never thought about, you know? It's a deep thing, guys. I won't say that I can sit there for 40 minutes. I easily get distracted. But if you're really intentional, maybe take 10 minutes, then move to 20 minutes, and then eventually get slowly to 40 minutes. I think you could get it, man.
Well, so I've started now. I put my phone away an hour before I go to sleep. By the way, I've only been doing this for 4 days. So
how's it been, bro?
Perfect or not?
You're like a different man.
It's been good. So you put your phone away like literally an hour before. You got to be careful about what you watch before you go to sleep. Yeah, like, this is all advice that I've been given.
For real, bro. That's crazy.
And maybe in a year from now, I'll be able to sit on my own in a room for 40 minutes without like getting really stressed out.
It's like developing that muscle, bro. You gotta develop that muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's interesting. I like to see how different people operate when they sort of on their own, because it kind of tells you about, like, you know, how they see the world. So like for me, because I think my mind is so busy, I like to distract myself physically doing something. So like for instance, when I'm at gym, I don't do anything else but train. Yeah. But I'm alone, but I'm thinking a lot, you know. So I think there's different ways. I like the question Ari posed, because it made me feel like that's crazy, I wouldn't be able to do that. But I think that in certain ways, different people do that, but they just don't sit still in a room, you know. So I think, as you know, you don't have to go and lock yourself in a room and lie on a mattress with your
it's the most extreme.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You can
do it in other ways.
Yeah, just make sure that you are thinking and trying.
I want to try that though. I really will.
Your feedback next week. Yeah. Producer Kat, you got a question?
So remember last week I was having like really bad insomnia.
No. Yes.
Yeah, Vaughn, you've been gone for 7 months. Don't come back. Ow. Anyways, so Ari like downloaded this meditation app on my phone, and so I thought I should like switch the TV off an hour before I go to bed, like to have some tea, read a book, and it actually helps with sleep. But then in terms of meditation, you're supposed to clear your mind, right, in order to meditate. But how do you do that when your mind is constantly running? How do you clear your thoughts? Thing,
but that's why I've always said this, and I've been on meditation sessions and all of that. I've always said that is the one of the heights of humanity, is being able to control your mind. Because meditation is one of the hardest things that you can do.
Definitely. It's like next level enlightenment. Yeah.
I think I've got a friend, Kat, that if you want, he can sell you a little bit of meditation in a bag.
Vaughn is such a hustler nowadays. Vaughn is the deepest hustler out here. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You'll meditate, trust me.
Oh wow. Okay. Last question, Producer Kat, running out of time.
No, I was just asking if that friend is William Moises. <from Salem. laughs>
No, that man will sell you a little Bible in a bag.
Sure. Deep, man.
Okay. It took 1 minute to throw more shade than we have in the past 2.5 years.
You guys
are
real, man. You.
All right, let's get some closing remarks here. In fact, let's get statements to ask yourself before you go to sleep tonight.
Now Ari is going deep. Who am I? What am I here for? How am I going to do it?
Cool.
What am I going to have for breakfast? No, I'm playing. I think I think if I had to, before I go to sleep at night, you know what I kind of ask myself is, well, it's a few things, but one of the things that I think about is sort of what I'm doing now to get to where I kind of envision myself to be. So as long as I keep that mostly in line, then I feel like I'm doing the right thing. So for me, it's more like, where do I want to be, and what am I doing now to try and get there?
Yeah.
All right. That's how you take charge on a Tuesday. It's Simpiwe Petros and Vaughn Thiel there at Simpiwe Petros everywhere.
Everywhere, Baba.
And
yes,
of course, V_TheEverything, except on Snapchat, where it's Vaughn the Poet.
Yeah, my man.
There you go. Guys, thanks so much for stopping by.
Sweet, remember,
Thursday between 12 and 1, Unplugged and In Charge.
Yeah, bro.
That's the one.
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now.
Be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane.
Love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Hashtag start your great.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.